Okay, Boker Tov, we continue Sha'arim B'Tefillah. We are in the chapter of Itur, and Rav Pinkus has been defining Itur as the closeness one feels with Hashem just by virtue of asking of Him, even if the request is not fulfilled. Simply the process through which one asks of Hashem yields a sense of a close relationship. You recall last time we learned, Rav Pinkus gave the mashal. If you go to a doctor, you have a pressing medical issue, and you go to an expert doctor. So what you want from the expert doctor is for him to heal you. But let's say you go to the expert doctor, and it turns out you have so much in common. You become the closest of friends. So afterwards, you achieve two results. Number one, you were healed. And number two, you picked up a new friend. But which one of those is more important? If you had to choose one over the other, of course you would rather be healed. You'd love to have a new friend, but you can live without a new friend. You can't live without your health. But when it comes to the Ribono Shel Olam, when you come to Him to ask of Him, so Gufa asking of Him is what yields that closeness. Walking away feeling I'm a close friend with Hashem is actually being answered. That is what it means to be healed, even if the specific request that we ask for is not fulfilled. We're on the bottom sentence on page Kuf Lamed Zayin, 137, the chapter of Itur, Sha'arim B'Tfilah, Rav Pinkus. Cup of Joe. Bottom sentence. K'mashal kadmonim, halach shaul l'chapes asonos, u'matza malucha. Anyone who remembers the book of Samuel, the book of Shmuel, recalls the story. Shaul HaMelech, before he was HaMelech, when he was just plain Shaul, he went out to pursue the animals that had disappeared. He went out to chase a bunch of animals, and what did he find? Malucha. There was Shmuel HaMelech, who coronated him, told him that he would become king. V'gam kan, basi levakesh al inyan nafshi, inyan chomri. We too, we think we're going out to chase after some donkeys. We're going out to chase after a new car, a nicer house, or meaningful things like our health, a shidduch, children, nachas, but we're out there pursuing something physical, inyan chomri, umatzasim malucha. And what do we find in that process? We close our eyes and we pour out our heart to Hashem and we say, Hashem, I defer to You. I submit myself to You. I am dependent on You for my success, for my health, for my happiness, for my nachas, for my shalom bayis. So we are out. We think that we're requesting something physical. Hashem, please help my car work and last so I don't have to replace it. Hashem, help this. Hashem, help. We think we're pursuing something physical. We're looking for something physical, but what do we find? Umatzasi malucha. Kirvas alokim li tov. Shehu levada tov. Chazula ze'inu elashav nita. We think we're pursuing something physical, but we find monarchy. We find the kingship. We find the ribono shel olam. And that is a much greater find than whatever we went out looking for to begin with. Benoig sheba olam. Kasher yavakish ish mireyehu o ani me asher. Here's how it works in the world. It's normal practice, says Rav Pinkus, that when a person requests from his friend, or a poor person from a wealthy person, if I say, Noam, can you do me a favor? So what am I concerned with? I need the favor. Noam, can you give me a ride? Noam, can you send this email? Noam, can you bring this thing to Israel for me? So what's the goal? The goal is, Noam, do me a favor. Do the favor so I don't have to keep asking you. In other words, I am most satisfied and gratified, I'm most grateful to you if you say yes right away, that I don't have to keep asking. I don't have to send you 3 emails and 2 texts and 4 phone messages to keep reminding you to do the favor. The less I have to ask you and remind you, the more grateful I am to you. Because why? Because my entire goal is to achieve whatever favor I've asked of you. The sooner it's achieved, with the less interaction, the better for me. The poor person needs money, so what they need is the money. They want the bill paid, they want to become wealthy. So what's the real goal of whatever you're asking? To not have to ask anymore. The real goal is to achieve what's desired so that you're not in the position to have to ask anymore. However, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kasher mevakeh she'adam chayim, hari etzem chesed zeh she'efshel olam ad laber ito yisbarach b'tfilah, ze atzmo yoser tov me'asagas ha'bakasha atzma. But when you stand before the Almighty, And when we ask the Almighty for help, when we express our utter reliance on the Almighty, it's not just that what we're asking for, it's the experience of being able to ask the Almighty. So we almost don't want Him to answer yes. We want Him to answer yes, but we want to have the opportunity to keep asking, to have the audience with the Almighty. The relationship that's formed, the closeness that's felt, is in itself part of what we're looking for. So unlike when I say, Noam, can you do me a favor? The faster he says yes, and the faster he executes on the favor, the less I have to follow up with him, and the happier I am, I'm done. The favor was granted. With Hashem, while certainly we want those things that we ask for to be fulfilled, but gufa, the opportunity to have an audience with him, to talk to him, to feel close to him, to be reliant on him, to be submissive to him, all of that is part of the experience that enriches as well. Adarabba, tachlisa hi abakasha atzma. The kevan shekein. I thought someone was shaving in here. Koshim mevakesh yoser v'yoser reizeu atzmo hiskarvas latachlas yoser v'yoser. So part of the process. So one should not be frustrated if they find themselves davening day after day, week after week for the same thing. Because even though it is that which we're davening for that we seek, and we certainly hope and pray and wish that Hashem will grant it to us, but gufa, turning to him and davening. You know, unlike the favor from your friend, if you're trying to talk to your parent about something that you'd like from your parent, each conversation, each interaction, you feel closer. You had a dialogue, you had a connection, you had a communication. Where the result is, you feel closer to them even before you've achieved the desired request. Continuing. V'omnam. However, mimasha itur nimne ben lashona satfila. So what is itur? He's defined, right? We've gone through already like 10 or 11 different types. Shava, Rina, Pigia, Kriya, Nipul, Chilui, Bitzur, Zaka, Tzaka. We've gone through all these different types of tefillah. What is Itur? How is it distinguished from the other archetypes of tefillah? So the other Lashainus of tefillah. So says Rav Pinkas, the idea of Itur is that even without your request being fulfilled, when you nudge God, when you follow up with God, when you relentlessly keep asking Hashem, you're achieving a closeness to Him. Right? With Noam, the more I ask him for that favor, the bigger a nudge I am, the more annoyed he is, the less he wants to run into me, the less he's likely to answer my call when he sees my number on the caller ID, because I'm just becoming an obnoxious nudge. When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more you ask him, the happier he is, kiviyachol. Because the more it shows that you rely on him, the more it shows that we believe in him, the more it shows that we understand that we depend on him. So we're not a nudge, we're not relentlessly annoying Hashem. Hashem is actually getting nachas from the fact that we recognize we need to turn to Him, and that is the concept of itur. So nilmad mizeh she'ena riboy v'avtzara rak halacha ve'etza tova b'tfilah. The idea of not giving up, ask Hashem every single day, stop this Iran deal. It's getting harder and harder to see how it's going to happen b'derech ha'teva, but you never know. Iran could do something incredibly stupid, and stupid enough that even those who've said they're going to vote in favor will vote against. You relentlessly ask Hashem every day. Don't give up on the request. Keep coming back over and over again. The idea of nudging God relentlessly, not giving up, continuing to pursue, and feeling close to Hashem, because each time you ask Him, you recognize He's the only one who can do it. See, with Noam, if he doesn't do me the favor, eventually I'll say, you know what, Noam's worthless. Noam is not going to get this done for me. I need to find somebody else. I need to find somebody else. Listen, I'm just repeating what Jill tells me. He's just joking. Chas v'shalom. They have a beautiful shalom. A beautiful shalom bias. That's why I can afford to make the joke. So, but eventually the person is not doing the favor. Eventually I give up on them because what's the point? And I'm going to turn to someone else. But when it comes to the Ribono Shel Olam, I realize there is no one else to turn to. Who am I going to turn to? Oh, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not making things work out the way I want on the Iran deal. Let me try so-and-so. There is no so-and-so. There is only Ein Od Milvado. There is only the Ribono Shel Olam. So each time I say, I need you, we need you. I don't see how this can be good without you. I walk away feeling, wow, I'm even closer to you. I believe even more in you. I'm even more dependent on you. And that, living a life of faithfulness, living a life of consciousness, of mindfulness, of Hashem's dominion and providence over our lives, enriches my life, even if I didn't get the answer I was looking for. So that is a tzura, that is a form of prayer, to keep coming back, to keep asking, and to feel closer and closer as a result. That is a feeling that one has in tefillah. Wow, I keep asking Hashem. And wow, I have nowhere else to go, and even though He has not yet answered me, I'm going to keep coming back and asking again and again about the parnas, about the job, about the project, about the business, about the shalom bayis, about the baby, about the nachas. I'm going to keep asking again and again, and the result is I feel closer. And the amazing thing is, the more I ask, the more I nudge, I don't feel like I'm annoying Hashem. I don't feel like He says to me, stop, enough already. Take no. Hashem says, I love it. Keep it coming. Keep asking. Keep feeling dependent. I love it. I feel close to you too each time you come and have this conversation with me. So the notion of Itur is, it is the type of tefillah, it's the model of tefillah, the template of tefillah, where you feel that you're nudging Hashem over and over, and the result is not that you're annoying Him and it's time to stop. The result is that that's what He wants, and it enriches our lives of faith as well. Have a great day.